minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from a better class of Rad Radio listener watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Doesn't sign his name, but not this most recent break we just took, but the break before it was Dogwood Resort Canine Cam time.
Oh, the big little puppies.
Dawn's Labrador Hank was included in that.
Oh, my sweet Hank, I love you.
Oh, and this email falls somewhere between what kind of operation are we running here, the way it's described, and, well, hey, you know, we solved a problem, I guess.
Yep.
The email says, I'm watching the Canine Cam on Rad TV, and at first I wondered what the hell is wrong with Dawn's video of Hank. And why is it showing one of the sound panels from the studio? And then I realized I wasn't crazy. Brandon was using the live camera to show the videos on the computer. What?
Great observation. My life around the Rad Studios has been very much of Doc Brown's life at the end of Back to the Future, where he's connecting everything at the end, the big old extension cord, pow, right at the last minute just to make it happen, which is what happened with the Canine Cam. I couldn't get it over to the Rad TV computer fast enough because I use my own laptop to get the videos prepped. So there was a lag in that process. So I just did what I knew best, and I improvised. And yeah, the video was a little shaky. But hey, you got the point. You saw the dogs, and Dawn's video was filmed perfectly.
That Doc Brown analogy is not like recent or new. That Brandon and I have been using that analogy around here for however long. What is it? 14 years we've been in this building. It just always seems like there are a couple days a week, and then there are stretches where it seems like every day of the week.
Oh.
We are plugging in that extension cord right at the last minute,
damn.
Or improvising or finding ways to make things work. We are still getting emails in from those of you that spent the weekend watching Rad TV and Kyle's Corner specifically. His new show.
Yeah.
He's got 3 new episodes. It's a series. We're going to be rolling out more of those. Some of the behind-the-scenes videos have been posted of my office, the kitchen, the studios. Today, we're going to get Brandon and Kyle's offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the week goes on, we get more behind-the-scenes of the show getting prepped and probcasts and Dawn's man-hating shows.
It's not a man-hating show.
More and more coming to Rad TV, which you can only get at members.radradio.com. If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are, if you got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
We start with 10-year-old Lily.
Aw, sweet Lily.
Let's see. First one. What did one tectonic plate say when he bumped into another?
What?
Sorry, my fault.
Oh.
Very earthquakey related
yes.
joke.
Did they shake?
Now, this other one is one of those where you may or may not like get it. So I'll wait because I don't want to tell you first. So, yeah, just see what happens here.
Okay.
It's pretty good for a 10-year-old. Why are chemists so good at solving problems?
Why?
They're always working with solutions.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, a solution.
Because, like, well, yeah, but see, right? So, like
thinking of an actual, you find a solution. That's what a chemist does with an actual solution.
Right. See, there's
the
a solution.
Stuff.
A solution is, like, to most of us, it's like, solve a problem.
Yeah.
To a chemist, a solution is a mixture, like air. Air is a solution. Or soda, coffee, tea,
gas.
Milk. This is a really nerdy definition of a solution for chemists. Okay, all right. That one landed. Good job, Lily. Here's a few dad jokes from Big D. Why do officers in the military not shower every day?
Why?
In order to retain their rank.
Shut up.
My wife told me she's unable to have children. I told her that's inconceivable. Don't know why she didn't share that with you before you got married, but whatever.
Oops.
This bullfrog keeps persuading me to invest with him, but I'm pretty sure it's all just a Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi.
Last night, someone broke into my house and stole my Limbo trophy. How low can they go?
Oh, man.
Ah, good. Ramon is back.
Yay, hola. Ramon.
Hi, Ramon.
Brandon's from Mexico.
He has Monday's round of Fat Rob jokes. Because I gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks.
Ooh, boy.
Replaced alcohol with appetite.
Oh, my God. You're a little breathy.
Yes, we'll have an update on how I'm not breathy at all and pants are fitting just
Did
fine.
Did you just eat pudding?
I haven't had any pudding. In fact, all I've had today was a piece and a half of toast, which is not abnormal for me in the morning.
Okay.
But Have fun while you can.
Wait till later, though.
A piece and a half is a full loaf and a half, right?
Keep them coming. Ramon says, I'm not saying Rob's fat, but if I had to name five of the fattest people I know, he'd be three of them. Rob is fat because he is full of experiences, although most of those experiences involved food.
Oh, yeah.
That's not even a funny joke.
That's just correct.
I'm laughing at your face.
That's just awful. Wendy's getting in on the act.
Yay, Wendy.
What do you call Fat Rob having a chat with another fat person?
What?
A heavy discussion. Fat Rob hates it when we make jokes about his weight. He needs to lighten up. No good. Derek has a couple as well.
Oh my gosh. Yay, Derek.
Rob is so fat.
How fat is he?
His blood type is Rocky Road.
Oh, I want that blood type.
That's nice.
Gross.
Oh, love marshmallows.
Oh, great. My father loved that ice cream. God rest his soul. Good.
Now this one does need a little bit of a setup. Kyle, you've shared you did visit parts of Europe.
Yes, I have.
I know you went to like the Amsterdam-y area.
Yes,
right.
I stayed out there for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. Do you know of a place called Aarhus?
No.
Okay, so Aarhus is the, and this is the only way this joke will make sense, is the second largest city in Denmark. Did you go to Denmark at all?
I did not go to Denmark. Okay. I've been cool though.
It's located on the eastern shore. It's about 115 miles northwest of Copenhagen. Okay, so Aarhus. Get it? All right, here we go. We start with these from Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I was doing great in the bar trivia quiz until we got to the last question, where is Aarhus? Turns out the answer is not in the middle of our street.
Aarhus, in the middle of the street, Aarhus.
It's a lot of work for that joke, but it was the only way to make it work.
I took a dip in Copenhagen once.
Haha.
Made me throw up.
We're not supposed to swallow it.
Yeah. Oops.
That's foreign.
I was, oh my God. I was bummed out to miss out on Saturday's 420 festivities, but I'm not too upset because today's 422.
Oh, 422.
Yeah. 420 also.
Yeah,
420.
Right.
What do you call a man holding potato, carrots, meat, and broth in a pot?
What?
Stew. On the first day of military training, I threw up. I asked the instructor, is this normal? And he said, no, not during the written exam. And these are from Joe. It is a known fact that, now this is an unintentional Fat Rob joke. Not even targeted at me, but we can all take it that way, you know, because it's so much fun.
Oh, goody.
It's a known fact that girls mature faster than boys. Girls get boobs around 13 years of age. Boys don't start to get boobs until about 40. Or in Rob's case, 52.
I'm a late bloomer. Yeah.
I very loudly passed gas at the grocery store, and four people turned around. It was great. I felt like I was on The Voice. My friend's wife said the only thing she remembers about their wedding is that it was outside, and she was really hot as hell. Oh. And it's true, she was a real babe, but she's really let herself go since then. Probably not what she meant. So. If you got jokes, you email us rad@radradio.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now for a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live, Sacramento, Friday night, October 18th. If you win tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning to take your already great seats and have them bumped up to the front row. For Master Movies, you get a movie clip, and you tell us the title of the movie it's from to win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the movie title...
I hope you're hot-blooded in the front row.
Droplets everywhere and no winner.
We need a winner!
888-989-9811 for Master Movies.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.